Unit 4. Exam-style questions.
My presentation is about a famous adventurer, Steve Fossett. He was born in the USA in 1944, and his love of adventure began at an early age. At 12, he climbed his first mountain in California and loved the experience so much he wanted to do harder challenges. Even back then, he knew he wasn't exceptional at sport, so he decided to put his energy into activities that required patience and determination. After Steve made a fortune in finance, he decided he needed to have more fun in his life, so every year he took 6 weeks off to do adventure sports during his holiday. He usually failed at the endurance sport challenges when he first tried doing them. For example, he wasn't able to complete the 160-kilometre Canadian Ski Marathon, the world's longest cross-country ski event. But he returned the following year with further training and better equipment to achieve his goal. Steve is well known for breaking more than 100 world records. He was highly skilled at sailing, which he received the greatest number of world records for. He also entered several marathons, including an ultramarathon where he ran up to elevations of more than 3,800 metres in the Rocky Mountains. He also has a number of impressive world records flying different aircraft. In 1990, Steve semi-retired, so it was more accessible for him to do a variety of adventure sports. Over the next 10 years, he developed highly technical skills from doing adventure sport challenges. During this period, he decided to focus on sailing and hot air ballooning, as the right preparation and equipment made them less dangerous, unlike many other sports. Steve was in the headlines after he had a hot air balloon made in the UK for $250,000. First, for crossing the length of each continent in it, and then for setting a new solo balloon record by crossing the Pacific Ocean in February of 1995. The 8,690-kilometre journey started in South Korea and ended in Canada. Steve was the first person to do this journey alone in a hot air balloon. Previously, a four-man crew had achieved this in 1981. Then Steve wanted to do a solo balloon journey around the world, as no one had ever achieved this before. He used the same 55-metre-high balloon design that another team had developed for a similar journey. The passenger area only had room for a bench and Steve's sleeping bag. He upgraded the technology so it would automatically steer while he slept 4 hours a day by taking 45-minute naps. It took Steve 6 attempts before he set the world record. In 2002, he was the first person to complete a solo journey around the world in a balloon. The 33,000-kilometre journey started and ended in Australia and took 13.5 days. He regularly contacted a team of experts on a satellite phone. They advised him how to avoid any storms, which had prevented him from completing this journey in previous attempts. Steve wasn't the kind of adventurer who wanted to see if he could escape death. If anything, he was well known for finding the best plan of action to achieve his goals. For a man who broke so many world records, it's inspiring that he sought adventure for the sense of achievement he received. In 2007, he died in a plane crash during a journey in which he wasn't trying to set any world records.